bring renewal to our lives. Lord, let this be a new beginning for all of us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, for many of us, this may be the first time we've ever entered in intentionally into the season of Lent. We might have heard about it. It might be something that some of those other Christian groups do that we've never done, but it really is a part of the ancient practice of the church. But I want you to know that at its deepest level, Lent is not about giving up chocolate or coffee or meat or even beer. Yes, it's true. Fasting and self-denial, we practice those during Lent, but they are not ends in themselves. The practices of Lent point beyond themselves to a deeper meaning and to a deeper longing. And it's expressed right here in the prophet Joel we heard tonight, Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Listen to what this scripture says. Even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. So all the fasting, all the self-denial, even these ashes that we're about to have smeared on our foreheads, simply mean this. Listen, they mean, Lord, I want to come back. I want to return. I have gone such a long way from you, but I remember now that you are gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in covenant love, chesed. Your love means more to me than all the distractions and temptations that have drawn me so far away from you. Tonight, actually, as I was getting ready for this service in this afternoon, I think the Lord spoke this to me, and I want to say it to you right now. All right, are you listening? Some of us, if Lent means beating yourself up, if Lent means going through difficulty, if that's what it means, some of us here have had all the Lent we need. Thank you very much. Some of us, listen, nobody here needs a heavy yoke. Nobody here needs another burden to carry. Jesus came to give you an easy yoke and a light burden. He came to carry your burden. He didn't come to make you a burden bearer. He came to walk beside you and carry your burden with you. So Lent is not about you or me carrying another heavy burden in our life. It is about returning to the Lord. It is about coming back to a God who passionately loves you and wants to refresh you and renew you and restore you. And many of us need that tonight. We've had all the deprivation we need. We've had all the hardship that we can carry. We need someone to help us carry the load. I want to read you something that I remembered just today from something long ago. Now, it might sound a little sentimental and even a little sappy. You know, like somebody telling a story of a runaway kid and a father that just couldn't stop loving him. Loving him so much that one day when he was straining his eyes to scan the horizon for his lost son, he saw him coming down the road. And though that boy was a long ways off, that old man hitched up his robes and ran all the way to meet him and threw his arms around him and kissed him and welcomed him home. So it's kind of sappy like that. But I feel like I've got precedence that I can lean on for stories like that. This is a letter to you from a friend. I had to write to tell you how much I love you and care for you. Yesterday I saw you walking and laughing with your friends. I hope that soon you'd want me to walk along with you too. So I painted you a sunset to close your day and whispered a cool breeze to refresh you. I waited and you never called. I just kept on loving you. As I watched you fall asleep last night, I wanted to touch you. I spilled moonlight onto your face, trickling down your cheeks, as so many tears have. You didn't even think of me. I wanted so much to comfort you. The next day, I exploded a brilliant sunrise into glorious morning for you. But you woke up late and rushed off to work. You didn't even notice. My sky became cloudy and my tears were the rain. I love you. Oh, if you'd only listen, I really love you. I try to say it in the quiet of the green meadow and in the blue sky. The wind whispers my love throughout the treetops and spills it into the vibrant colors of all the flowers. I shout it to you in the thunder of the great waterfalls and compose love songs for birds to sing for you. I warm you with the clothing of my sunshine and perfume the air with nature's sweet scent. My love for you is deeper than any ocean and greater than any need in your heart, if you'd only realize how I care. My Father sends his love. I want you to meet him. He cares too. Fathers are just that way. So please, call on me soon. No matter how long it takes, I'll wait because I love you, your friend, Jesus. So yes, God wants you to return. No matter how far you've gone and no matter what you've done, you might think you've gone too far to come back and that God really couldn't love someone like you. Let me tell you what, if I pulled out a fresh $100 bill out of my wallet, first of all, that would be a miracle. But if I pulled out a fresh $100 bill out of my wallet and held it up and asked, who wants this? I would not have any trouble finding takers. If I took that $100 bill and crumpled it up in my hand and made a fist with it and had held out a crumpled up $100 bill and said, does anybody still want this? You would all still probably be okay with taking that $100 bill. If I took that crumpled up $100 bill and threw it in the dirt and crushed it with the heel of my shoe and picked it up again, and I would say, this is a dirty, crumpled up dollar bill. Does anybody still want this $100? You'd still want that $100. Its value had not changed one iota. Listen to me. You are much more valuable than a $100 bill. It doesn't matter if you have been crumpled up, thrown in the dirt, and crushed under somebody's shoe. You are still infinitely precious and valuable to God. He loves you so much. Your value, your worth has not diminished. He just wants you to come home. That's all this stuff is about. That's all these ashes are about. That's all this fasting is about. That's all the almsgiving is about. It's about us rending our hearts and not our garments and saying, we have gone a long way. You're right, we've been very far away from you. We've been distracted by the world. We've been in places where we shouldn't have been and done things we shouldn't have done and seen things we shouldn't have seen. But we're wanting to come home now. So take me back. I heard somebody say that you were a compassionate God, full of love and abounding in mercy, that you remembered our frame, that as a father has compassion on his children, and there's some children here tonight, and I want you to look around at the mamas and daddies that are holding these children and loving these children. Some of them are squirming. It's late being church. As those parents love and cherish those children, so he cherishes you. He's cast your sins as far from you as the east is from is from the west. And all he says now is, won't you come back? I don't care where you went. I don't care how dirty you got. You can come back now. Show me that you want to return. I want you back. He just wants us to come home to the one who loves us so much that he literally went through hell and back to save us. He went to hell and back for us. And that's what Lent really is about. Fasting just says, I care more about God than I do about my worldly desires and distractions. You know, I'll never forget it. The summer when my papa died, my mom and daddy, my papa. I hope you had a papa like that. But when he died, I didn't want to eat. Now, I've told my wife, if I lose my appetite, you need to call hospice. But that affected me so much, I couldn't eat. I didn't want to eat. It wasn't important to me. I missed being with my papa so much, nothing else mattered. I wanted papa with all my heart. Death had broken the relationship, and I wanted it back, and nothing else mattered. That's why we fast. It just means, compared to my relationship with you, God, nothing else matters, not even food. I just want to be back with you again. So tonight, won't you come home to the one who loves you? Won't you return to the Lord this Lent? Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Tonight, we remember how much our Savior loves us, that Jesus paid it all. And tonight, we remember that he calls us back into relationship with him, and the way we do it, we begin with repentance. If you want to know how revival comes, it begins with repentance. And so tonight, brothers and sisters, let's prepare to rend our hearts and not our garments, to receive the sign of our Savior who loves us so much he went to hell and back for us on our foreheads in the sign of those ashes. We remember that we're merely dust, and to dust we will return, but that he loves us so much we will never lose our value before him. Let's prepare to begin a holy Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.